searching for happiness, this the way to go. You say you want peace, this the way to go. If you trying to see Jesus, this the way to go. We all wanna live, this the way to go. 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 This the way to go.
You are now listening to The Way to Go Youth Podcast with Pastor Jerome Baker. This podcast is an outreach of A Place of Refuge Church located in Carrollton, Georgia, where the pastor is Bishop Barry Walker. Our vision is to help youth and young adults to be productive in every aspect of life according to God's Word. Now, let's receive Pastor Baker with today's message. You are listening to The Way to Go. Thank you for listening to today's message. Please be sure to stop by Pastor Baker's website. Go to www.jeromeabaker.com. Until next time, remember, Jesus came that you might have life and have it more abundantly. You just need to know the way to go.
You've got to make sure that as a young woman and as a young man that you have confidence in the church and outside the church. It's so important if you're going to be healthy, stable, reach and exceed your potential in life, you must have confidence. Look at what I said. If you're going to be healthy, there are some young people, they are all out of whack because they lack confidence. There are some young people, they're unstable in life. They're up and down because they lack confidence. You can only encourage a person so much. You have to learn how to possess confidence for yourself. And how many know we should encourage people? Yeah. But there's just going to be times in life to where you have to encourage yourself. Confidence, if you consider my notes, is an intangible character trait. It's something you can't touch, but you can look at a person and tell if they have confidence. You can hang around a person and tell if they lack confidence. It's an intangible trait. Confidence is something that you have to build. You got to work on it. You have to nurture it, and you have to mature or grow when it comes to your confidence. You don't want to be the type of person where your confidence is just easily shattered, to where someone can say something and do something and all of your confidence is out the window. No. You want to possess confidence and not allow anyone to shatter that which you possess. Are y'all with me? We need two types of confidence. Self-confidence, but even more so, confidence in God. You and I, you should have self-confidence. You should have confidence in yourself. Now, we have to be careful and not get arrogant, right? The Lord hates, the Bible says, a proud look. And we shouldn't think of ourselves more highly than we ought, but we should have self-confidence. When you are dealing with folk that may be on your same level or better than you, that should not disrupt the confidence that you have in yourself. When someone makes fun of you, talks about you, hurts your feelings, it should not destroy your self-confidence. And it can. How many have ever had their little world rocked and your confidence has been shattered before? Just be honest by a show of hands. Man, you just thought she was gonna like you. I mean, you had it going on and you stepped to her and she just, you're not my type. God, dog. And it just shattered your confidence. I had a crush on this girl in high school. Man, I had a crush on her hard. And I finally got the confidence to go talk to her. And she just basically told me, I don't, you're not my type. And guess who she did like? My friend. Woo, my confidence was shot. But I'm so glad I matured. I'm so glad I grew. But some of you are like what I used to be. Somebody can tell you something about yourself and it could be negative or you don't like it. And your whole day, your whole week is just shot. How many have ever been there? All right. There are a number of meanings of confidence, but I just want to drill one today. Whether we're talking about confidence in ourselves or confidence in God, I want us to allow this definition to get embedded in us. When a person has confidence, they have firm assurance. Firm assurance. Your confidence is not going to be tossed to or fro. It's going to stay fixed. Your confidence is firm. You appreciate compliments, but you really don't need them. You appreciate them because you have firm confidence. You look yourself in the mirror and be like, you know what, you got it going on. You look good. Whether they give you a compliment or not, you have firm confidence. Y'all didn't like that, did you? Sometimes you got to pat yourself on the back. Yeah. You don't wait for your peers to validate you. You don't wait for social media to validate you. No, you know who you are. You got firm assurance. And not just in yourself. We need to have firm assurance in the God that we serve. Because your faith and my faith is going to be tried. And we have to be to the point that no matter what we go through, that we hold on to our confidence in our God. Look at somebody and say, confidence is firm assurance. Now, I'm wondering about some of y'all in the audience. Y'all won't even get with me. Help me say, confidence is firm assurance. You got to know you're intelligent. You got to know that you are smart. You got to know that you got it going on. And it's not in and of yourself. It's because of what God has said about you. I'm telling you, when we came up, having confidence was something that was instilled in us as children. But being in youth and young adult ministry for over 25 years, man, I have never seen so many young people that need validation. So many young adults that are not comfortable with the skin that God has put them in. And there are probably a number of reasons, but how many know what I'm saying is just true? Yeah, it's just true. Now, when you look in the Bible, you see plenty of people that had confidence. But sadly, many teens, young adults, and adults lack confidence. And this is something that should not be, especially if you're naming the name of Christ. We should not lack confidence. Am I right about it? All right. Let's look at some reasons why some lack confidence. Just want to look at one verse and deal with this one verse, and I want to talk about it. Because God doesn't want us to be broken. And if we are broken, he wants to mend us. He doesn't want us to walk around with emotional damage. He doesn't want us walking around depressed. No, he wants us to have Self-confidence and confidence in him. So let's look at Psalm. Let's look at Psalm 139. And it doesn't depend, it doesn't really matter your background. Whether you come from single parent, dual family, broken family, whatever, we still need to have confidence, right? All right, Psalm 139. Now, this is a familiar verse to Psalm. Now you know where it is if you've heard it before. I want to deal with this verse, Psalm 139, and go down to verse number 14. Y'all ready? All right. I will praise you. Now, why are you going to give God praise, Psalmist? For I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Lord, marvelous are your works. And that my soul, look at this, knows very well. There are some young people and adults, they lack confidence because they focus or they are more conscious of their faults instead of being made fearfully and wonderfully. They're more conscious of what they feel is not a good trait. They're more pessimistic than optimistic. Are you like that? Man, if I was just a little bit lighter. Man, if I was just a little bit taller. Man, if my breast was just a little bit bigger. Dog, if my booty was just... You'd be surprised at things that go through young folk mind. Man, if I was just a little bit more popular. Man, if this, that, and the third. Let me let y'all in on a little secret. Everybody got faults. Everybody got something wrong with themselves that they don't like or something in their life that they don't like. Everybody. Matter of fact, how many in here are flawless? Let's just go ahead and get that out the way and get you to come do this teaching this morning. How many in here are just flawless? How many in here, when you look at your life, you do have a list of things you don't like about yourself? By show of hands. Just be honest. I ain't gonna ask you to put your business in the street. That's your business. No, hold that hand up. Hold that hand up. Let everybody look around. Everybody in here got flaws. But if you concentrate more on your flaws instead of who God made you to be, you lack confidence. Yeah, you lack big time confidence. If you need somebody to always validate you, you're in a bad situation. There's no way you can give God praise like the psalmist did. He was giving God praise for who God made him. And that's how we have to be, young folk. If you got a mole on your face, hey, thank God for the mole, Lord. And I'm going to praise you. I got a mole right here. I got a mole right here. I'm going to fix this mole. I'm going to do something until maybe I get the money to get it removed. But I'm not going to let that stop me from praising you. Whatever the flaw is, don't just focus on what's wrong. In your study, y'all check out Gideon. I got it up here. There was a man named Gideon in Judges chapter number 6. And there was an angel of the Lord sitting up under the tree when you get to verse number 10 and 11. And the angel of the Lord seen Gideon hiding in the field from his enemies. And so the angel of the Lord went over to Gideon and called him, said, hey, you a mighty man of valor, and told him some other wonderful things about himself. But you know what Gideon did? He was focused on what was negative in his life. Well, if I'm such a mighty man of valor, why am I the poorest in my family? And where are all these miracles that our God has done that we have heard from our fathers? He was just so focused on the negative things in his life instead of the word that the angel of the Lord had given him. Do you find yourself like that sometimes? You know you got good traits. You know you got godly traits. But do you focus on the negative like Gideon more so? If you do, you got to stop that. You got to lay that aside because it's hindering you. It's hindering you from being the woman of God God wants you to be. It's hindering you from being the young man of God that God wants you to be. Look at somebody say, you got to lay it aside. That's what the Hebrew writer said, lay every weight and sin aside that so easily besets us. See, it ain't helping you when you're negative all the time about yourself. You got to quit doing that. You got to just stop it. God ain't going to do it. You got to do it. You got to do it. But then he said, I'm going to praise you because I am wonderfully made. You know what wonderfully means in that verse? Distinct. There is nobody like me, David was saying. And when you look at God's creation, our God is so awesome that he does not make copycats. When he makes mankind, he is very distinct. Yeah, we may have some features that are similar. You may be tall and I may be tall, but I'm distinct. I'm different from you. And you've got to see what has God put in you that makes you special. It could be something as small as your smile. It could be something about the way you laugh, the way you treat folk, the way you like to help folk. You've got to pinpoint it. You've got to examine yourself, the Bible says. Quit just looking at your weight. Look, you can work that weight. You can work it, whether you thin or whether you thick. Look at somebody say, you can work it. Yeah, you can work it. You got thin girls wishing they were thick, and you got thick girls wishing they was thin. Look, just be happy with who God made you to be. It's good teaching this morning, ain't it? You are a distinct child of God. There's nobody like you. When you die, there'll never be another you. So why waste your time depressed about somebody God didn't make you to be and tap into who God made you to be? Spend your time trying to improve who God made you to be and stop comparing yourself to somebody who ain't even thinking about you. Isn't that amazing? Y'all ever found yourself comparing yourself to somebody else? And they not even thinking about you. They don't even know you. No, you're a distinct child of God. You're special and you're needed. Somebody needs you. So I said, somebody needs you. There's purpose on your life. You're needed in your family. You're needed in the church. You're needed on your team. All you got to do is look closely. See, when a suicidal spirit is talking to you, it's trying to blind you that you're special. You're needed. There'll never be another you. You can drink, get high all you want, but when the high come down, you still gonna be you. So you gotta tap in to how wonderfully you are made. Don't try to be like no rapper on TV. You don't know him. You don't know her. Be you. Look at somebody and say, nobody can beat you at being you. Yeah. Yeah. I'm wonderfully made. I'm distinct. Jeremiah, check that out in y'all time. Jeremiah, 16, 17 years old, and the Lord called him to be a prophet to the nations, a national prophet. God chose him as a teenager. And he told the Lord, I can't do this. I'm too young. Quit looking at your age. You just speak the words that I tell you to speak. Bottom line, God chose him for such a time. And we got to realize everything God put in us is for the time that we're living in. Somebody needs somebody like me. So I'm not going to waste my time trying to be somebody else. I'm just going to focus on being the best me that I can be. And I'm going to give God praise for it. I said, I'm going to give a God praise just like the psalmist. I'm going to praise him. Am I right about it? But look at how he closes out the verse. He says, and that my soul knows very well. You and I, we got to know We got to know this. Why? Because God's people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. You got to know yourself. You got to know your God. That's how we get confidence. Those that know the Lord God, they're going to do exploits. Why? There's confidence there. You got to know it. You got to know who God made you to be. That's how your confidence is going to flourish. Talk about me all you want when I praise God. I know God love praise. Talk about me all you want when I'm singing. God loves my singing. I know this very, very well. Talk about, look, somebody going to always talk. I said somebody going to always have something to say. But we have to possess knowledge about ourselves and about our God. Am I right about it, young folk? And so the proverb writer, as we leave Psalm 139 and go back to Proverbs 3, he reveals some wisdom that we as faith walkers need to apply. Now, I've been dealing about self-confidence, right? But here in our verse, he talks about confidence in God. He says, for the Lord will be your confidence. So we not only need to have self-confidence, but we need to have confidence, young folk, in our God. Because we're living in a time to where society doesn't want us to have confidence or faith in God. I mean, it's so plain. Society wants us to depend on the system, technology, and man. But we need to have confidence and faith in God. Do y'all see it when y'all leave the church? A so-called Christian nation, but you can see those in authority, they are not placing their confidence in the Lord. And see, that's how society wants us to be. To talk it, but our heart, as Jesus said, be far from the Lord. We got to have confidence in our God. We in them last days for real, for real. I mean, can't y'all see it? We have got to make sure that we are having confidence in our God on a daily basis. Yeah. When it comes to having confidence in the Lord, young people, breaking that down, it just says we are trusting in God's word. We have firm assurance on God's written and his revealed word. That's what it means. I'm trusting in God's word more than the news. I'm trusting in God's word more than the reports that I hear. I'm trusting in God's word despite what's going on in society. I'm going to be a young man or a young woman. I'm going to trust in God's word, the written word and the word that is coming from his prophets. That's the type of confidence we must display in the day and time that we're living in. And so what I want to do for the rest of the message, I want to deal with some truths about confidence in Scripture. All right? Are y'all still with me? All right. We got to make sure that we trust in God. Because the Bible teaches in Luke 18, when the Lord returns, he asks the question, will he find faith? Will he find some young folk that's still trusting him? Will he find some young folk that's still depending on his word? Living by faith and not by sight. Will he find it when he returns? Oh, God, I want him to find it in me. What about you? So let's look at our main text, Proverbs 3 and 26. Let's look at the first truth about having confidence in God in the Scripture. Proverbs 3, 26. Y'all read it with me. I've been doing a lot of reading and talking. Let's see if y'all with me. Ready? Let's read. For the will be your and will keep your foot from being caught. So the first truth, when it comes to us having confidence in God keeps us safe. Confidence in God keeps us safe, divinely safe. Man, when you look in scripture, you see people that were divinely protected simply because they walked by faith or had confidence in God. And as a young person, you need to know that when you trust God, God is going to protect you. God is going to protect you no matter where you go, whether you stay home for school or go off to school. If you stay in his will, divine protection. Weapons may be formed against you, but they will not prosper. Why? God is divinely protecting you. Lord, have mercy. Notice how God protects us or keeps us safe from getting in bondage, trouble, or from other enemies. You can add a whole list of enemies on there. Haters, sickness, whatever you go through, child of God, if you stay in his will and have confidence in his word, God is going to protect you. But as soon as you and I stop having confidence in God, we give up that divine protection. Now, I thank God for grace, but how many know you reap what you sow? You stop having confidence, or I stop having confidence in God, we basically say, Lord, I don't want you to protect me. I don't want you guarding me. I don't want you looking after my wife. I don't want you looking after my children. No, I want God's divine protection. Because how many know the Lord is undefeated? Ain't nobody beat our God. And see, you would be wise to make sure that you stay under the Lord's wing. You need to make sure that you are divinely protected in every aspect of your life. That's why I take my relationship with God. I just don't hang around with everybody because everybody ain't divinely protected. Everybody is not on the Lord's side. And so you have to be careful, and I have to be careful. How many know what I'm talking about? Yeah. That has to be our mindset. I'm going to trust you, Lord, because when I trust you, you look out for me. Acts 16, y'all write that down. There's two men of God named Paul and Silas. Paul and Silas had been preaching the gospel, and they were told by the community leaders to stop teaching in the name of Jesus. Paul was like, no, we're going to keep preaching in that name. They took them and beat them and then threw them in prison. But they did not let that shatter their confidence. The Bible records, young people, that at midnight, Paul and Silas began to pray and sing hymns, demonstrate their confidence. Lord, we in jail, but we still are confident in you that you sovereign. They were praising God in the midst of bondage, giving God the praise in the prisons. And they were not just in a comfortable prison like we see nowadays. No, they was in a dungeon, locked down in shackles, but they were praying and giving God the praise. And the Bible says suddenly there came an earthquake, and it hit the foundations of the jail, and it was shaking, and it loosed the chains that they were in. What is this teaching us? When we have confidence in God, no matter what we get in, God will make sure that we're protected. No matter what you go through, child of God, if God allows you to go through something in your family, in your school, in your body, as long as you stay in the will of God, God is going to make sure that you are taken care of. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord will deliver them out of them all. So no matter what I go through, if I just hold on to my confidence as a young person, God gonna make sure that I am divinely protected. Woo! I thought y'all would be excited about that. You need to know that you got angels with you that you can't see. You need to know that God done spoke a word, that he got you. A teacher can't touch you. The police can't do it. God is divinely protecting his people. And if you got somebody bold enough to tell you something negative, you don't trust in what they're saying. You need to realize that God is on your side. touch not my anointed and do my servants no harm. That's just not for preachers. That's for the children of God. He'll keep my foot from being caught. Good God Almighty. And how many know sometimes we cause our own feet to get messed up? Sometimes we make mistakes. Am I right about it, young folk? Sometimes we do stuff that we have no business doing. But thank God for grace. Woo! You went somewhere you shouldn't have went, but you made it out alive. You touched something you shouldn't have touched, but you made it out safe. Look at somebody say, he will divinely protect us. Yeah. But don't think God crazy now. Keep doing that dumb stuff. Keep doing that dumb stuff. And you'll reap what you sow. Y'all know what that dumb stuff is. Yeah, keep doing dumb stuff. And you will swiftly see that, man, God was having grace on me. Ooh, woo. Look at somebody say, confidence in God keeps us safe. Some of us ain't lost our mind right now because God been keeping you safe. Yeah, you ain't had no mental breakdown. You ain't burnt out. Folk look at you and wonder why you ain't cussed somebody out. Why? God is protecting. Protecting. It's some folks, some of y'all would have been cut. Yeah, you would have did something evil, but you, no, I can't do that. God is keeping me. He is keeping my foot from being caught up in some mess. Woo! How many know you could have got somebody back and got them back good? Because it's something when you know somebody else dirt. You know somebody else dirt, but no, let me just overcome evil with good. Let me just do the right thing, and God just still protect. You keep living, young folk. You keep living, and you're going to realize, man, God, you was with me. You was with me. Yeah. Just don't be like some young folk. They do that dumb stuff. Get locked up, get in trouble. And God, I should have listened. Nah, don't be like that. Just keep your confidence. Am I right about it? All right, let's go to Proverbs 14. Again, we're looking at truths about confidence. The first one we see in our main text, we're going to go further now. We see that confidence in God will keep us safe. Lord have mercy. And how many know we say here at the MSW, the best place and the safest place to be is in the will of God. All right, Proverbs 14:26. This is the verse that the church was founded on. This is the main verse of a place of refuge. Look at this verse right here. Y'all ready? In the fear of the Lord, there is, help me, strong confidence. And his children will have what? A place of refuge. What do I want us to see, or the Lord wants us to see in this verse? Fearing the Lord produces strong confidence. So now we finna level up. God don't want us just to have confidence. He want us to have strong confidence. So that means, well, Pastor, I got confidence. But how many know it's always some higher heights? It's always some steps up. So I'm happy for you that you got confidence. But we need to have stronger confidence. And the verse reveals how we get strong confidence by fearing the Lord. Fearing the Lord. True worship, young folk, is what causes confidence to grow. You start worshiping God the way you know you need to, and watch your confidence start growing. Start coming back to church the way you need to. Or coming to God's church. Keep on coming and watch your confidence in yourself and in God start growing. You think about it. You sit at home and you on the internet, your confidence ain't getting stronger. Sitting at home, sleep, your confidence ain't getting stronger. Talking to your friends and they really ain't got their act together. That ain't causing your confidence to get strong. But when you start worshiping God, coming to his house, receiving what he has for you, you know what's going to happen? Your confidence is going to start growing. I done seen it happen to so many young folk over the years. The more they took their relationship with God seriously, you start seeing growth. You start seeing maturity. And see, that's what God wants to happen. He wants us to get wiser. He wants us to mature. And he wants us to walk by faith. Well, how does all that happen? When we worship him. But you got to take the worship not just in the church. You got to also do it outside the church. See, when a person is worshiping God, you know what that says? They are totally dedicated to God. Their thinking, talking, and actions exemplify they have a relationship with Jesus. I'm dedicated to him. I'm sanctified. I'm set apart. I don't use these feet to dance to what sinners talk about. No, I'm a worshiper. These feet only worship what lines up with God's word. I don't use these eyes to look at stuff I have no business looking at. No, I'm set aside as a worshiper. I don't use this mouth to do things that I have no business doing. Why? This mouth is for the Lord. How many understand what I'm talking about? Yeah, a true worshiper. Get back to praying the way you should and watch your confidence grow. Get back in that word and watch your confidence start growing. Meditate on that word in day and night and watch your confidence start growing. Woo, y'all ain't getting excited? When you look in Daniel 6, y'all take note. It's another verse y'all can study. Daniel 6, they had passed a law while Daniel was a governor. Young Daniel was a governor during his time. And they passed a law that nobody should seek any God. Nobody should petition any God, pray, worship, or what have you. And anyone that did, they would be immediately put to death by being thrown into a den of lions. The Bible says specifically in Daniel 6 and 10, young folk, when y'all read those first 10 chapters and follow, 10 verses and following, it says, and Daniel knew that the law had been signed. He knew there would be consequences for anybody that sought God. But you know what? He said, I got to keep worshiping my God. I can't stop praying to my God. He's been too good to me. How many know God been too good to stop worshiping him? I know they say it's a pandemic, but I got to come to God's house. They can't stop me from coming to God's house. I'm going to worship him because my God is looking for true worshipers. Woo, he's looking for true worshipers that will worship him in spirit and in truth. And how many know God ain't changed? He's still looking for young folk in the city of Carrollton and in the county of Carroll that's going to worship him in spirit and in truth. Regardless of what the football team is doing, he's still looking for worshipers. Regardless of what the track team is doing, he's still looking for worshipers. Your parents may not even come to church, but he's still looking for worshipers. His eyes, the Bible says, young folk, go to and fro in the earth, looking for whom he can show himself strong to. He looking for somebody to bless. He looking for somebody to bring out. He looking for somebody to give better. He looking for somebody to cause bigger to happen in their life. He looking for it. And so when he looking, I want him to find me. He found Daniel. They threw Daniel in the lion's den, but he was so confident in his God, he was divinely protected. He's sitting down there chilling with the lions. Now, I be watching these TikTok videos, and they be having these folks in there with these lions and all these animals. I be like, nah, I don't trust them. I don't know how he did it. He did it because he had confidence in God. And God protected him. Y'all read that chapter, and the folk that tried to kill Daniel, they got thrown into the lion's den. And the Bible says before their bodies even hit the ground, them lions tore them up. But check this out. They didn't only get thrown into the den of lions. They family did too. Could you imagine that? They took out their family. God don't play. But when we have confidence in him, he protects us, and our confidence is displayed in how we worship him, how we praise him, how we magnify him in the church and outside the church. If you still stand at your seat and don't get involved doing praise and worship, that's telling on yourself about what type of worshiper you are. You still don't pray consistently throughout the week. That speaks volumes of what type of worshiper you are. You don't have personal devotion time where you get into God's word. That reveals what type of worshiper you are. Who does that? Who says that they are a worshiper of God but don't spend time with him? Where they do that at? Who does that? Who says that they are committed to God, but they still cuss folk out? Where they do that at? Who says that they still are devoted to the Lord, but they trifling? Who does that? Who dances to the latest music in the world, but refuses to move for God and say they are true worshiper? It don't mix. It don't mix. Look at somebody say, it don't mix. True worshipers are exemplified in our actions. That's where that confidence is going to grow. Am I right about it? I lost my audience, but y'all still there? All right, let's go to Psalm 118. Again, we're looking at truths about confidence. First truth we learned, that confidence in God keeps us safe. Then we learned that fearing the Lord produces what? Strong confidence. All right, let's look at Psalm 118. Y'all learning? All right. Psalm 118, verse number 8. Oh, Lord. It is better to trust in who? The Lord, than to put confidence in man. Third truth, confidence in the Lord is better than confidence in man. It's more beneficial. It's more what? Beneficial to trust God than man. You have to trust God more than anybody. You love your parents, but should you trust God more so than your parents? Yeah. You love your spouse if you marry, but should you love or trust God more so than your spouse? Yeah. Uh-oh. You love your pastor, but should you trust God more so than your pastor? Yeah. Yeah. Especially if the pastor is not imitating God. God designed his pastor to be connected to God, right? But if the pastor get off course, uh-oh, guard your word is still more supreme than the pastor, right? Yeah. God is the only one in Scripture we see that should be trusted with all of our heart. You have feelings for your girlfriend, for your boyfriend, but don't put them before God. God always needs to be number one. You got a nice job, thank God for your job, but who needs to be number one? God is better. It's more beneficial. It's more beneficial. God always needs to be and remain number one. Why? It's beneficial. It's beneficial. It's the best thing to do. Keep God first, young folk. And, of course, when you talk about God, you're talking about his church, because you can't separate God from his church, right? All right. God, his church, his servants, all of that has to do with the things of God. Are y'all feeling me this morning? All right. So it's better. is better. Athletes, you got to make sure you're praying. You trust God more so than a recruiter. Recruiters will tell you anything because they're trying to hook you. They'll tell you they're going to do this, do that, and then you get there and be like, man, this sucks. You just trust God. Lord, they saying this. What should I do? Your friends, they'll tell you they with you. But you trust God more so than your friends. Lord, you hear what my friends saying? Should I go along with them? You told me to acknowledge you in all my ways, and you'll direct my path. Somebody you attracted to, they'll tell you what they want you to hear. Ooh, he fine, Lord. Ooh, Jesus. Smell good, too. Oh, Lord, he's smart and got a cut, Lord. You just don't put all your trust in him, even though he looked like he got it going on. Because I done met plenty of folk, they wish they never would have met somebody that they thought meant them well. So you have to put more confidence in God than man. When you go looking for jobs and they telling you, we do this, we do that, you have to be like, Lord, I like this. And you hear what they saying, should I take this job or not? Because some jobs, you know what, they switch up on you. They get you in the door and they be like, psych. And then they had you doing stuff that they never said that they were going to do. You trust. It's better, the text says, to put confidence in the Lord than man. I've learned that. So I always can go to God to say, Lord, you told me to do such and such. You told me to do such and such. And he causes things to work out together for the good. Y'all understand? Yeah, you just don't do something because it looked good. How many ever went to a restaurant because the food smelled good? And then when you got in there, you were like, this is nasty. This is nasty. Or the commercial. Y'all ever seen a trailer for a movie and you be like, man, that movie looked the bomb. You be excited about it. Then you go in there and you be like, I want my money back. Yeah. That's how it is sometimes. That's why it's better to trust the Lord. The Lord knows stuff that we can't see on the surface. But we all have a choice. You can trust who you want to, right? Look at this verse right here. Look at Jeremiah 17 and 5. Y'all ain't even got to go to it. I got it right here. You and I, we got a choice. You can hear all this confidence in the Lord I'm talking. You have a choice. Look at what he said in Jeremiah 17, 5. Thus says who? The Lord, cursed is the man who trusts in man and makes, y'all help me, flesh his strength, whose heart departs from the Lord. So if you choose to trust man more so than the Lord, according to this verse, what's going to happen to that person? They're going to be cursed. You have to get to the point to where you grow, to where you trust the Lord more so than anybody. Even when it comes to a preacher. That's why when me and others, we minister, I try to give you, when I say things, I give you Bible to back up what I'm saying. Because I don't want you trusting in me and myself. I want you trusting in what thus says the Lord. Y'all hear me? All right. So how many understand it's better to trust the Lord? Based upon this verse, have confidence in the Lord. All right. So what are the three things we learned so far? Three truths. I got one more and we're done. Lord, y'all fell off. Let's try this side. Maybe this side over here. What's the first truth we learned about confidence? It keeps us safe. Second truth, let's come back over here. The fear of the Lord produces strong confidence. What's the third? It's better to have confidence in the Lord than in man. And how many know that man even includes yourself? Y'all ever trusted yourself? Well, I know this. I'm strong enough for that. No. Don't even trust yourself. Right? All right, last verse. Hebrews 10 and 35. Yeah, I done messed myself up before. Have y'all ever done that? I know y'all is young up in here, but have you ever trusted yourself? Oh, I know them. and you trusted your own judgment and messed yourself up. Hebrews 10:35. Y'all read it with some authority. Therefore, do not. Well, y'all sound so weak. Let's try it again. I'm going to give y'all one more chance. Y'all ready? Yes. Therefore, do not your. Why? It has great reward. When it comes to confidence, young folk, it produces reward. But we have to have enduring confidence. You're going to go through things in life where it just seems like God ain't going to answer your prayer. You're going to go through things in life where it seemed like God didn't hear me. Those are the moments where you and I have to hold on to our confidence, because he does hear the cries of the righteous. He sees our tears. He knows exactly what we go through in life. And in moments like that, young folk, that's when we have to hold on to our confidence. When you go through things in life and you be like, why me, God? Why not you? You have to realize that God will put no more on his children than they can bear. And so that's when you and I have to hold on to our confidence. You put your offering on the altar and you trust in God, but 6 months done went by. You got to keep holding on to your confidence. You've been looking for a job and still ain't found your heart's desire. That's when you got to hold on to your confidence. You got to realize the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. Surely in all this great earth, he got the perfect job for you. You got to hold on to your confidence. When it seems like the plans of your life are not unfolding the way you desire, you done graduated from high school 3 years ago and you still feel like a failure. Now, hold on to your confidence. As long as you in the will of God, life is going to unfold the way God ordained it to. You just have to hang in there. Look at somebody say, you got to hang in there. You got to know that everything is going to work together for your good. Hold on to your confidence. It has great reward. Great reward. And you can look in scripture and see that. But you don't have to just look in scripture. You can look in here. I said you can look in here. Do y'all know Elder Leek's testimony? How he used to believe God for a better job? How he used to walk to work? But still kept God and his church first. Now he got multiple cars, got a job, and his own business. When a person has confidence, it has great reward. Do y'all know Pierre's testimony? Do y'all know some of his testimony? He looked for houses for months. But now God done blessed him with his own house. Holding on to your confidence produces great reward. Have y'all heard First Lady testimony about how she was going through in her body and she decided to trust the Lord and God touched and healed her? Woo! Look at somebody say, confidence has great reward. And see, God showed no respect to person. If he did it for Elder, he did it for Pierre, he did it for First Lady. Look at somebody say, he gonna do it for me. No matter what you're going through, young folk, hold on to your confidence. Do y'all know First Lady other testimony? Yeah, she was single till her 30s. No, I'm putting it out there. Am I right, though? She held on to her confidence. Lord, I know it's a good man out there somewhere for me. Hell, didn't compromise. Now, well, she was tempted now. I ain't gonna tell that part. She was tempted. But she held on to her confidence. And then God sent her somebody that just took her places she ain't never been for. Took her up out the west side where the project was, and now she got acres. Boy, God is good, boy. Ooh, ain't never been on an airplane. God sent her man take her city to city, boy. Woo, look at somebody say, he'll reward you. See, that speaks volumes to young ladies in here. No, just go through the process. Hang on to your confidence. Living right pay off. I said, living right pays off. See, y'all ain't excited about it. You ain't got to look on no social media. You ain't got to look at these sinners, these celebrities for no reward. No, God got rewards for his folk that trust him. See, when I was coming up, that's all we had. We would look at sinners to believe that was the best life. Man, they got the cars, they got the jewelry, they got the property, they got the women, they got everything. Lord, we want to be like them. No, 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 no. That ain't the way. God's folk are blessed. Folk that have confidence in God are blessed. All you got to do is just look around. We got a great cloud of witnesses. Have you seen Minister Akilah house the Lord blessed him with? Have you seen that house? I seen a picture, but have you seen the house? We hear from Minister George every week. Every week. That's a happy man. Am I right about it? Every week. But do you know what he went through? He went through unemployment for months, years. You hear his wife, years. Rewards, young folk, divine rewards. Sound like better to me, right? Yeah. Same thing happens for young folk. If you keep manifesting confidence, just keep worshiping God and watch how God richly rewards your life. How many understand that?
You say you're searching for happiness. That's the way to go. You say you want peace. This the way to go. If you're trying to see Jesus, this the way to go. We all want to live. This the way to go. Show. 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 This the way to go. Show.
You are now listening to the Way to Go Youth Podcast with Pastor Jerome Baker. This podcast is an outreach of A Place of Refuge Church located in Carrollton, Georgia, where the pastor is Bishop Barry Walker. Our vision is to help youth and young adults to be productive in every aspect of life according to God's word. Now, let's receive Pastor Baker with today's message. You are listening to The Way to Go. Thank you for listening to today's message. Please be sure to stop by Pastor Baker's website. Go to www.jeromeabaker.com. Until next time, remember, Jesus came that you might have life and have it more abundantly. You just need to know the way to go.